It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Well, that's heard on 107.7 The End, and in Seattle, hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus. I called it, like, Nerd Talk is 1 minute. This is 58 times longer, only with more people. From the wasteland of Eastern Washington, he's our skin squatch. I'll stop there. He's Brandon from the internet.
Hey.
Hey.
I was actually just in a place, speaking of the wasteland of Eastern Washington, I was just in a place called Potholes. So, I think that's an accurate description today.
That's like the name of the place you were?
That's the name of the place. It was not only Potholes. It was so nice. It was the nicest Potholes. It was Potholes State Park.
Wow. That's cool.
Now accepting applications for a new fur daddy at nerdtalkplus.com. Now, he's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He's our Crash Bandicoot, but your meat daddy. He could even be your fur daddy. I don't know. His call sign is Corndog One, but we call him Siege. Hello.
Hey, boys. How are we today?
How did I lose fur daddy? How did I lose
You were complaining about it in the text the other day about how embarrassing it is to be called fur daddy or whatever. And I'm like, okay, fine. I won't call you fur daddy anymore.
I don't remember texting at all. So
my favorite part is how Brandon complained. Well, Gerg has a cool nickname, and Siege has a cool nickname, and I don't have a nickname. Then we give him Skin Squatch and Fur Daddy, and then he complains about both of them.
Oh, I'm not complaining about Skin Squatch. I like Skin Squatch a lot. Yeah,
the hairless Sasquatch. I think that's good. It's like. Still there. It's like it's a cut singing albino.
Eastern Washington.
He's now one of the Tuscan Raiders. He's Brandon from the internet.
Yeah. If we learned anything from the OG Prize Go, I can't do sound effects. Whether it's Tuscan Raider, goat, or otherwise, probably not far off from each other, right?
There's the Terrace Kasi Masters, the video game for PlayStation, and the Tuscan Raider that you can play as in that, his name is Whore, and so nice. When you win, it goes, Whore wins! And I'm like, Whore always wins, okay? Unless it comes to credit scores, and then, well, probably not. I would introduce Sean Gravy Gervin, but I couldn't understand. He's either too drunk or his kids are too drunk. I can't remember what he said, but he's not here this week. So RIP Gravy Gervin, and we're now auctioning off his position. You can be a fur daddy and a behind-the-scenes giggler. Is that what he does? What would you say his
intern.
Job is?
I
mean, you're all unpaid
daddy?
Interns. Come on.
Gravy daddy.
Yeah.
Actual daddy?
Gelatinous goo.
Oh, we're all actual daddies.
We are all actual. Yeah. And we're all dead inside. It's amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I pitched dead inside dads or dead dads to somebody over the weekend, and they were both like, whoa. And I was like, that's the reaction I'm going for.
Exactly.
We would write inside. Like, okay, so when I was a kid, we would do these logic puzzles where it would be like between rock and a hard place. And so it would say between, and there would be a rock, and then there would it would say hard place, and then you'd have to try and figure out what the picture symbol was trying to say, the clever thing it was. That was not one of them. I just, that was the first thing I came up with. And so I thought if we took the word dead and we wrote it inside dads, it could be the Dead Inside Dads podcast, and it could be like a little play, a little like logo opportunity there. And I'm pretty down. I think we could even like make this feed and just change the intro and then just make it the exact same thing every week.
Just one week somebody tunes in who's like a regular listener and is just like, what the hell is this?
Or it's the same thing. It's a special satisode
of Dead Inside. I mean, Dead Dad's podcast.
So, yeah.
Anyway, if you can help us out by telling a friend, that would be awesome. Also, I found out some real troubling news about podcasting this week. I was hanging out with my friend Leslie. Shout out to Leslie, one of the people that was real taken aback by me saying I want to start a podcast called Dead Dad's Podcast. she said that now, if you listen via Apple Podcasts, it doesn't automatically download anymore. And so any inflated numbers that we would see as a result of people subscribing and then never listening is no longer a benefit to us. I don't know how many people listen to this podcast because corporations, but we need everyone we can get. So if you could tell a friend, write a review, or just find us online to say sexy things about Siege at nerdtalkplus.com. Siege, it turns out that... We have some feedback for this week. Brandon, go first.
Well, I was just saying, now we have to like tell people, like before I could tell people, hey, you could go download my podcast, but don't listen to it. And now I have to be like, yeah, unfortunately, you got to actually listen to it to give me the numbers that we need.
No. Subscribe on Spotify. That's what you need to do.
Oh, perfect.
So just find somewhere else to subscribe for us. Thank you. I understand we have some feedback.
Oh, yes, we do. We've actually gotten feedback from a couple of people. It's been a little while since we've done this. So,
reviews?
Not necessarily reviews, but people who have contacted us now on Instagram. That they DM us, hit us at nerdtalkplus.com, all spelled out on Instagram, or just go to nerdtalkplus.com to get all of our information. You can find us there. And one message is from a kind lady who says, I am a woman of science. I am a few weeks behind, but I do not get into pop culture that often. So to find out Gregor talking about Sydney Sweeney, I had to go look her up. And yes, indeed, she has great boobs. And now I'm watching her movies. I actually got multiple messages. Yes.
That sounds like a woman of science right there.
Yes.
Excuse me, scientist. Are you single?
I actually got multiple messages from... Yeah. I actually got multiple messages from people saying that they love Sydney Sweeney's boobs, women in particular, and they were saying, please, go on, Gerg.
Could you... let me see. Could you describe what happened, Siege, just so people don't think I'm a 100% creep?
Okay. Gerg is not 100% creep, probably about 75. He just started out the podcast. I forget what episode it was. It was only about 3 or 4 weeks back, so go back and listen. He started out, hey, do you guys know who Sydney Sweeney is? And we were like, yeah, don't you? And he's just like, yeah, great boobs. I apologize to anybody who is offended by that.
That sounds about right.
Did we talk about the fact that she's from Spokane on that podcast? Okay, cool.
Sydney Sweeney?
I mean, we get like one claim to fame, and it's pretty much that these days. Her and Bing Crosby, two people with great boobs.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
question of the week. Like
I have a better shot at touching one set.
Sorry.
one of them's dead, and it's definitely Bing Crosby, as far as I know. So you probably have a better chance at touching his.
Let's go get those.
Where's he buried? I got some. Yeah, I just bought a new shovel.
Yeah, let's see. ChatGPT, where is Bing Crosby buried?
Oh, hey, while you're at it, I want ChatGPT to do something real for me. I want it to. I wonder if it's at the point now where it can do guitar tabs.
because I want to learn how to play some songs that aren't wildly tabbed. And like, really what I wanted to do is write piano sheet music for me, so that way I can learn how to play metal songs and then croon them instead. I think that would be very funny as a bad singer awesome, specifically. Man. So I don't know if it's up to that speed yet or not.
Can we do ska versions of your metal songs?
Absolutely we can.
Ska definitely feels like the genre equivalent of what we do here, which is...
Go on.
I mean, yeah,
it's like
probably.
Not quite, you know...
Good.
Not quite good.
A lot of skanking.
A lot of skanking. Not quite good at any of the things that it's trying to do, but good at something that it's not trying to do. And then Brandon is somehow involved. That's pretty much. That's
and people who love Star Wars probably like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All of the above. And another one, yeah. Just one last one there. A question of the week that I do not remember what the question was because she didn't reference
great,
it.
Great,
but
great.
Catherine from Newcastle, England. Hi, Catherine.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Says, give me that jizz. So
Joe,
thank you, Catherine.
She would eat a tablespoon of it.
That's right. That's what it was. Tablespoon
yeah,
of
the
jizz.
The whale. She would eat it. In 1 minute of jizz, she would eat a tablespoon.
So, Newcastle, England, shout out to you, Catherine.
Up the tunes, let's go.
Now we know what a tune is. Seahorse jizz is an area that we haven't explored.
Is that a thing, you think? I mean, it's got to be.
I mean,
videos.
Yeah, it's got to be, right?
Yeah. Wow. Catherine, how do you feel about Sydney Sweeney's boobs? While we're at it, we might as well.
Question of the week.
Yeah, let's just go for it. Anyone who wants to chime in. About 1 minute of whale jizz or Sydney Sweeney's boobs. Just go right ahead. Question of the week. We'll just make that happen. Siege, you're the best. You're my savior. Made it so I don't have to do it. That was amazing. Thanks.
I love it.
Okay, so Brandon, you just got back from a boat. Is that what happened?
From the potholes where I was on a boat.
What is the potholes?
It's a state park, south or some direction from Moses Lake, and.
Where's Moses Lake? For everyone listening in
yeah,
the UK.
Good question. Yeah, that is west of Seattle a long ways or east, or wait, yeah. No, west of Spokane a short ways or east of Seattle a long ways. And anyway, so Potholes State Park, it was this, originally, before it was a lake, there was all of the glacial movement the big flood thing.
Yeah.
The Pacific Northwest caused a bunch of great depressions in the land, which then we built a bunch of dams and it filled up this big reservoir that a bunch of people fish now. And my dad sold me his boat and now I have a boat. And so we took it to the potholes.
Was it a goddamn?
It
Maybe
was
about head to America, everybody. That's a movie that I know a quote from.
Hell yes.
anyway,
Beavis
so yeah,
Cornholio.
We went there.
I'm the great Cornholio. I need some TV for my bunghole.
We've got a bad connection tonight. We're out of sync, and so it's a little more challenging than usual, but we carry on for the pod.
It's like, it's very ska of us tonight.
For the ska.
For the ska.
I wish I had a trumpet sound.
You guys, oh my gosh, hold on.
Yeah.
Let's see. I don't know how I've been reading this book for as long as I have without making this connection.
It's
the same author, different series.
Shout outs to Brandon Sanderson.
Shout outs to Brandon Sanderson.
What's up, dummy?
And it's the series is called Mistborn. This one's a lot more complicated. But there is a... Yes! there is the marginalized class in this book, because there's always one large marginalized class in all of his books, large, and they're the ones that are the beat down and oppressed. And their species or their race, or he doesn't ever say like how different they are, but their race is called the Ska. And now it's with two A's though, so it's thrown me off. I haven't made the connection.
But now, they like ska music in the Netherlands. It's fine.
Now I'm going to have a really hard time reading this book, and as I'm building the mental image of what's happening, the main character, who is this like 19-year-old woman who has all of these special abilities, and I'm gonna have a very hard time picturing her not wearing a fedora and some checkered Vans,
double-breasted suit jacket,
yeah, and fingerless gloves,
and imagine her being busy skanking.
Yeah, exactly.
Ba, 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 ba.
Also, it's Sydney Sweeney the whole time.
Yes.
Double-breasted.
Sexy skanking Sydney. I can't say it. I can't talk. Never mind.
It was a good attempt, though.
Yeah, thank you.
Gosh, points for that. Yeah,
I think you guys have just ruined this book for me with ska.
You brought it up. What are you talking about? We didn't ruin it for you.
Yeah, wait a second. Why is it every time you bring up a book and we react to it, you're all of a sudden, oh yeah, so sucking off sunlight, you guys ruined ska. We didn't ruin
Stormlight,
ska.
Thank you.
It was Stormlight.
Either way.
The Siege was getting real horny during the solar eclipse. Not the solar eclipse, what was it? It was the Aurora Borealis. Sucking off that Stormlight.
Question of the now or whatever. Are you reading this book or are you audiobook?
I'm reading this one. I'm on the third of three of this series. I guess there's three more that I got to read. But
are you a rapid reader?
Oh, yeah. Super fast reader.
You are?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My goal was to read this year. I tried it, not because I don't read very quickly, but because I'm bad at taking the time to read, but my goal this year is to read 30
like everything
books,
else he's bad at finishing.
But I could suck off some Stormlight. I've read let's see, I think so far I've read 12 or 13 books this year, and six of them have been 450 pages or longer, which is should count for two in my opinion, but
that's a lot of pages.
It's so many pages, but yeah, I read really fast, and I can retain none of it. So,
do you have to do the thing that I do, where you have to go back and read the same paragraph like four or five times in a row?
Only if it's late. Like if I'm trying to read before bed and I'm very sleepy, and then if I have to do that once, I'm like, I'm done. I'm gonna close the book and just pick this up tomorrow, because then it reduces my efficiency, my reading efficiency.
Now, Siege, I have a hard time deciding if you are a prolific reader. I'm guessing, let me see if I can guess this. I think that there was like a couple summers when you were like 12 where you read like 100 books, and then you've read three books since you turned 20.
It's very, very, very accurate. Yeah, it's probably the seventh grade reading list and eighth grade reading list that I just flew through, and ever since then it's just been nothing but comic books or porn.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I read five
sometimes
books
at the same time.
Uh-huh. I read five books a year, but I listen to a bunch of audiobooks as well. And so, because...
That counts.
I don't get enough sleep.
I didn't count that. I listened to probably like, well, when I was driving every day for like 4, 5, 6 hours a day, I would throw like two or three audiobooks on. I'd sometimes get through like two books a day.
So it depends on the, what you want to, like how you want to define it, because like there's something about reading the written word that activates your brain differently than passively listening. And I'm a very slow reader. Radio has made it so I read for radio. And so I read every word and say it in my head rather than seeing a line of words and being able to process it, which is how fast readers, probably like Brandon, can take in a lot of information at once. I have to like really read it out as if I was speaking it. And so that means it's good for narration because that means I don't read too quickly if I'm trying to narrate something to somebody. But it really means that I struggle. Like a 1,000-page book is a 6+ month affair for me easily. Because it's just so hard to stay with it. And like I read Cryptonomicon from, was that Neal Stephenson? I don't have it here anymore, but that took me, it's like 1,100 pages. It took me almost a year to read it. And I stopped to read another book in between because Star Wars got to be read too. So, but it's interesting because I listened to a ton of audiobooks. And Star Wars, the people, whoever runs that, they hired this guy and he is so freaking over the top with his reading that I can't listen to it. I wish Gravy was here right now because he would be his eyeball would have one of those broken blood vessels. He'd be so mad. The guy is awful at just overdoing it and overdoing women's voices. And just, it's like, if anyone has the money to hire a second actor to play the females, who also is like, tooting their own butt about being inclusive, like you think that the Disney folks would be able to do it, but the guy's atrocious, and so now I can't consume any Star Wars literature unless I actually read it. So I bought 2 Star Wars books yesterday because I want to get caught up with the High Republic, man. And it's like I listened to the first one and I was like, I hate this. I want to kill everybody in this. There's sound effects. I don't want any of that. I want it to just be a world that I create in my head. The opposite, I just got done listening to The Count of Monte Cristo, which is 46 hours long.
Oh, my God.
And it was, like, that's a book I would recommend reading, Brandon. It is, especially if you can get through stuff at a clip. It's fantastic. It's like, again, I was talking to Gravy about this, and he was like, oh, it's like the best book. To be able to, like, have someone from the mid-1800s story or world build when there wasn't any distractions, and you just have to like really get down to the simplicity of things is phenomenal. And so, yeah, I can walk the dog and listen to an audiobook all day, just not Star Wars.
That that one is actually on my list to read this year. I'm reading, basically, by the time I finish my 30 books of the year, I will finish something. There will be, I think half of it, if I did my math correctly, almost half of it will be Brandon Sanderson books because my friends have all read all of these books. And so I'm trying to catch up so I'm not missing out when we go on our bike trip this year and everybody's talking about the cool things that happen in all the books. And I'm just like, cool, guys, what about
all sucking the stormlight out of each other?
yeah. Big old circle suck.
Brandon's
and
version.
And I just have to be like, hey, isn't the toilet paper in this porta potty bad? They're like, shut up. We're talking about ska. I'm like, oh, I know about ska. Like, you know, you guys know Less Than Jake? And they're like, no, we're talking about allomancy. And I'm going to be like, you guys suck.
Right, we're talking about underserved communities right now, okay? And you're like, ska is underserved.
Yeah.
It only had a 3-year run.
Yeah. Long live ska. Start skanking.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You and Andy Samberg are like, yeah! You guys, I wonder how you feel about the pyramids in Egypt. Like, aliens, humans, where you at? Siege.
Probably, definitely aliens. Like, that's just been the thing that I've heard over and over and over again since I was just a little kid. You know, somebody I actually know used to say that the pyramids had Wi-Fi. Like, they invented Wi-Fi. And I'm just like, I have no idea how or why. And he couldn't explain it. But he was just like, yeah, man, the invention of Wi-Fi was the pyramids. I mean, it's how people communicated. How do you expect they got put them together? I'm like,
Al Gore's not that old, bro. Right. Like, yeah.
Also, as we learned last week, Wi-Fi literally means nothing. So you could say that anybody invented Wi-Fi at any time and be like, yeah, probably.
You invented nothing? Congratulations.
Wi-Fi is not a real thing. Yeah.
I've also invented nothing.
Yeah. I've invented Wi-Fi. I invented Wi-Fi.
Right.
Give me my money. I think that... The pyramids, everybody's like, oh no, there's no way humans could have built that. But like, humans have always been really good at slavery, so I feel like I feel like they probably did. Humans have always been really bad at exploiting people, so my guess is that
good at
exploiting people. So my guess is like, oh, there's no way humans could have done that. I'm like, I think that with enough bodies and enough cruelty, listen, humans could have definitely done that.
We invented glory holes, okay? Like, we can definitely figure out how to make a stone house. Like, it's fine.
We invented glory holes.
The one next
glory holes
and
Wi-Fi.
Glory holes and Wi-Fi. What's going on my business card?
That's my ska band name.
That's a tag name. That's the title of this episode.
No, it's not. If I didn't work for a giant corporation, yes. Okay? Alternate title.
Just hide it in the liner notes.
Okay, deal. Type that at the top. Let's see here. Let me just add that real quick. Let's see. Glory holes and Wi-Fi. Okay.
What if it was glory, comma, holes, comma, and Wi-Fi?
Glory holes and Wi-Fi. Okay. All right. I'm back in.
So, the glory.
The thing about the pyramids is that obviously they were built by humans because aliens aren't a thing that we can like have any, that we don't have any way to say that aliens are a thing. I want to believe that aliens came down and made landing pads for their spaceships, like in the movie, with the big portal. What's that one called?
Stargate. Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull.
Not that one. I want to believe that that was the purpose of these things, right? That's because that sounds way more badass than like we whipped people into dragging blocks the size of modern American SUVs into position or whatever. I don't know how big the blocks are, bigger than that probably. But it turns out that there's probably a easier explanation that makes it less crazy to think that like they just dragged these giant blocks through the sand for like however many hundreds of miles. Okay, Siege looks like he's gonna laugh about something. I don't
know. I'm looking at how in depth Brandon is, like waiting for your explanation. He's just like, oh yeah,
no,
well,
I'm so
how?
Curious. Yeah. No, I'm. It has to be slavery, Greg.
Now listen, Brandon.
Don't take the slavery away from me.
I'm still team slavery.
Okay, good. As far as the pyramids go.
Yes. Anyway, some researchers think they might have found a much more reasonable answer to how they were all built. They think that the Nile River, rivers tend to not be stationary, and the pyramids were built like 4,500 years ago, or was it 4,500 BC or 4,500 years ago? No, it must have been BC. Brandon, can you Google that for me, please? That'd be great.
Yeah.
I think they were built 4,500 BC. And so in that amount of time, the river could have moved a little bit. But they've found evidence that suggests that there was a sub, like a tributary, a branch of the Nile River that ran right along the line of where all the pyramids are. And so it would make the most sense at this point to suggest that the blocks were probably floated down somewhere and then slaves were whipped to put them into place, like having the amount, if not more, the effort that it would take to get them to where they needed to be. Still a feat of, you know, like ancient engineering or whatever, but one that would be a little bit easier to explain. It doesn't seem like that's that radical of an idea, but I was just reading about how they've like you've got more conclusive evidence to suggest where the water flowed and how it went like right along the line of where all the old world, middle world, and whatever the last one is called, kingdoms were. Old kingdom, I think it was. Anyway, so they think it was like that water makes, that rushed up.
That makes sense too, because that's if you feel like the first of all, you're right, it's 4,600 years ago, and if they you think, why would they be building things in places without where there wasn't water running, right? Like people tend to gravitate, cultures and societies tend to gravitate to where water access is.
Yeah, so that farming, crocodiles.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously. Crocodile farming.
There's a
ska. Ancient Egyptian ska.
One of the cities that was there, like playing the lyre as they're like playing their ska music. What are the lutes? Is that what they played? Lutes and lyres? Yeah. I want to hear a ska band with some more lute. I think that's what Irish music is. It's like ska with lutes, right?
It's lute ska. Dude, I just asked ChatGPT, are there any Egyptian ska bands?
Oh my God.
Yes. There are Egyptians. All right, we're about to hashtag new music discovery on 107.7 The End.
It's Mo Salah and the glory holes and whatevers.
Dude, you're not far. There are, yes, according to ChatGPT, there are Egyptian bands that play ska music. One notable example is Salalem. They are known for blending various genres, including ska, reggae, and pop, which is basically
no,
just
they got to be called ska lalum. I mean, ska-lala. Is that stupid?
Mo Salalem.
Mo Scala.
Yeah, see? Mohammed Scala.
Yes.
Oh, do they pray to their... Okay, I probably shouldn't go this far because people do actually get mad about this, but do they pray to in Egyptian ska?
Hell yes.
Remember how that guy in that French newspaper was blown up for saying something like that?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Beep that. I'm actually genuinely worried about that. No, wait. I listen to a podcast where the host at the end of every episode goes, praise Allah, and he says he hasn't been blown up, so we should be fine. We have far fewer listeners than that, so okay.
Dude, I'm for sure going to listen to Skalalam. Dude, they should be called Skalalam, but it's
what are they doing?
Skalalam. Yeah.
Like, if you're aware of ska music, yeah. I don't care if English isn't your first language. I accept the fact that you wouldn't know if you weren't playing a music called ska. Like,
yeah.
Like you don't even need to be able to read English to be able to understand that.
Maybe
if you're like, ska, maybe, get out of here.
Maybe they invented ska. Maybe they invented their own ska. They never heard
it's
our ska.
It's made by aliens!
They invented ska, glory holes, and Wi-Fi. Which... sorry, ska, glory, holes, and Wi-Fi.
Doesn't work with rule of thirds, but I'm in. I'm just going to call it holes in Wi-Fi, okay? And then people can just kind of catch up.
Fill in the blank.
Ska, glory, holes in Wi-Fi. It sounds like the next Brandon Sanderson book.
Oh, man, they've got they're on Spotify. I don't know what this... I know. I'm going to tell you. I don't know what this... I'm not going to play it right now. They currently have... their number one song has 2,615 streams. So let's blow it up, folks.
Yep. We're going up to 2,619 streams.
Yeah. I just want to say that I don't read the language of... So Arabic, most likely. I don't read the language that they are...
God damn it! Gravy does!
Titling... I don't... Oh,
freaking hieroglyphic.
So I don't understand the language.
When he gets drunk with his kids.
But I will tell you that even though I don't understand any of the titles to any of their song names, I do understand that their best song is most likely the one called Kis El Chipsy.
Okay.
Maybe it means 1 minute of chipsies.
1 minute of chips.
exact, like they're like at the other side of the wormhole from the show is these guys in Egypt that are doing 1 minute of chips and playing ska and drinking whale jizz.
Keys. Oh my gosh. Kiesel Chipsy translates to the bag of chips.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
This is amazing.
All right.
I think this might be my new favorite band.
Yeah, should we hire them to write the theme music for the show?
Yeah.
For the Dead Dads podcast.
Oh man. Sidebar, well, the next solar eclipse is going directly over the pyramids, so try and tell me that aliens don't exist.
Solar chips?
God damn.
The scholar chips? I don't know. Sorry, that's a stretch. I get it, but I like it.
I'll accept it.
Chip adjacent news that's not as funny, but we'll probably still laugh because we're terrible. But an autopsy has confirmed that a 14-year-old who died doing the one chip challenge last week was killed as a result of that chip.
I'm laughing at. See? I'll probably laugh. A 14-year-old dies. Oh.
I guess you could just buy these over the counter. They are.
Was it in the Everglades?
Obviously, it had to be Florida. I mean, there's no other explanation for this.
Oh, God. That's so sad.
It's a combination of Carolina Reaper and Naga Viper peppers dusted onto a chip. I watched this British guy who I think is famous for like music reasons, who looks like one of the monkeys, and his wife do a podcast, and he tried one, and he talked a bunch of crap beforehand, and then it went exactly how you would expect it to, where he ended up having to get up and run off the stage because he was, you know, destroyed by this or whatever.
Crying and diuretic.
Turns out that the kid had, I'm actually doing this for a public service announcement, this kid had some heart issues and the capsaicin in it literally killed him. So if you have heart problems and you like spicy food, just maybe stick to sour and murder your teeth instead.
Ooh. Or even if you don't know if you have heart issues,
we'll be right back.
Don't do that.
Wow. I didn't actually go to
Way
break.
To
I was just
kill a
just
kid and oh, go right. to a commercial.
I didn't do anything, okay? I just report the news. We should. That really, dude. Siege. The way you said that really inspired something in me.
Ooh.
We should definitely just preface this show as being fiction. Just be like, you are about to enter a fictional world of Nerd Talk Plus.
Time again.
Dude, I think there's something to this. Let's talk off air about revamping all the everything, the art and the intro and everything else, because I think that we're I think there's something to that.
In our world, in the world of Nerd Talk Plus, Skalalum is the actual name.
Yeah.
And Kiesel Chipsy does mean 1 minute of Chipsies.
Yeah, come on. What, you don't think we can't rewrite Arabic in our own fictional world? Of course we can.
Just more stuff for me to add to the Galassiraptor.
And that 14-year-old never died in Nerd Talk Plus world.
Yeah, he slayed instead. Yeah.
Yeah.
He slaved?
No.
No.
But there was a river, don't worry.
That wasn't as bad. Well, I didn't expect to read that frozen brains can be reanimated after 18 months in the freezer, I guess. That's a new thing. It reminds me of the time that as a kid, my buddy and I captured an ant and put it in water instead of a plastic bag, instead of a coffee cup, and we put it in the freezer, and then like however long we remembered, a month later, we came back and we took the water out and then we let it thaw and the ant got up and walked away. And I was like, whoa, how does that answer next level? We got to read the Children of Time series now from Adrian Tchaikovsky because it's all about that. Anyway, it turns out when things freeze, God. Ice crystal. Sorry, Brandon, that we're boring you. big old yawn that you could hear on microphone. It was awesome.
I was camping with a 2.5-year-old and a 10-month-old over the weekend, okay? So forgive me for being a little tired.
All good. It's just funny that I was like literally reading something and not looking at the screen, that I could hear the yawn and look up and see you yawning. Anyway,
next.
I guess if you use... No, we don't have anything else. We gotta do this. Ice crystals evidently could tear apart tissues, causing damage, but if you use the right compounds, like this Chinese lab did, using a right chemical compound, the liquid doesn't do the damage. You can limit it. Thus, frozen human brain tissue can work perfectly when thawed out. You can read more at newatlas.com if you want to check this out. It sounds great until you'll be able to, like... Or maybe it would be great to be able to freeze my brain and connect it to a robot body in the future and be able to keep, you know, making bad decisions for another generation.
I'm in.
What causes ice cream headache? Well, okay, I should ask. What's the adult way to say ice cream headache without sounding
brain
like
freeze.
A little...
Brain freeze.
Okay, yeah, there we go.
The Chinese cause it!
What? But they know how to do it so it doesn't damage you.
Yeah, yeah. What's the thing that causes... Because I feel like I get brain freeze really easily, where my wife
get
brain freeze.
Brain freezily?
Brain freezily. Oh, yeah, God. It's actually... Scott brain freezily. No, but like if you got me thinking, like it'd be really cool to put your brain in an ice cube and then control a robot body. But if the thing that causes brain freeze would also happen if your brain was frozen, then my robot body, all it would do is just sit there like this constantly, like
for like,
and that is me constantly in my head in pain. No, all the time, because your brain is still in the until it kills itself, until the robot body walks over to my frozen brain and chucks it on the ground because it wants to die.
No, that's not how it works. You pop the brain in the microwave, for 10 minutes, and then it thaws out or whatever, and then it starts
just
working.
Just make sure
again.
You do it at
doesn't
50%
work while
power
frozen.
So it doesn't melt it.
Oh, I thought it was like the heads in Futurama where they stay suspended, and then you put them on the robot body so that they can walk around.
No, they're not suspended. They're in that liquid. They still talk.
Yeah, the head.
Like Nixon is like, but they're not frozen.
Yeah, but
they're like...
No, but your brain would be frozen. This is where I'm going. See, maybe I'm just misunderstanding. I thought that the brain, you just put some probes into the water, into the brain cube. Is that another one of the cubes that you have? Is a brain cube?
Why not, right? I should, that's for sure.
In Nerd Talk Plus universe.
Yeah, the fictional. Well, we got to come up
your
with a
brain just looks like it.
The Ska-verse or whatever we're in, or the
Jizz-verse. The Gloss-verse. The Jizz-verse.
I want to see like some sort of messed up carnivore. I actually don't know how brains are put together, but I was thinking about it. I want to see them eat a brain like a fruit by the foot. Because it looks like it's like a bunch of tubing wrapped up all together, right? And so could you thaw it out in the microwave and then peel it off and then, you know, eat it as like a continuous string until you were done with the brain? Because that's what I want to see happen.
Like also, a big old like pack maybe, of ramen.
Yeah, like one big noodle. Or like Lady and the Trumpet, like each one of us on one side.
Three-way Lady in the Tramp.
Well, if it was my brain, you guys could start at opposite sides and then I would get little kisses on the forehead. It would be nice.
Aww.
How sweet.
All right, fellas.
Just, the sound of slurping up your brain noodle, it just is going to bother me so much.
Brandon, those slurping sounds.
Oh, I'll put terrible. That as an alternate title.
Brandon and those slurping sounds.
Your brain noodle. That's real good. Brandon and the slurping sounds. Okay, good.
That's another ska band name right there.
Brandon and the slurping sounds. Have you heard their new album, Glory Holes and Wi-Fi?
It's reached number 7 on the alternative charts.
All right, fellas, it's officially Guinness time. I had some
help. Yes.
Had some help with the song today with my boys. Sat down with me. I was so tired and tired of parenting, and I was like, hey, help me pick out which ones of these to use. And he loves Guinness World Record videos now. Some of them are a little messed up because it's like, guy has the biggest under skin, like subdermal horns inserted, and it's like, well, he doesn't. That's going to be nightmares or whatever. But then I didn't report about that one today. But then there was a guy who set the fastest time to drink 1 liter of lemon juice through a straw. Any guesses?
Oh, 1 liter. How big is a liter? Ooh. How many ounces is a liter?
Oh, that's, yeah.
Let's see. A liter is 33 ounces.
6 seconds.
Oh, through a straw?
Yeah.
What? How big is a straw? Is it a,
I don't remember.
Is it a Burger King straw that they give you for the,
I'm going to say, no, that seems too fast. That's, or too slow. 9.3 seconds.
13.64 seconds by David Rush.
You're
right there.
Almost said 13. God.
Almost.
Well, you did it.
I did.
So you're wrong.
Oh.
How about the tallest ever ice cream cone full of ice cream to share for the kids in the town? Had to be. I won't actually say that part.
Wait, was the cone itself tall or was the ice cream
tallest tall? Ice cream cone oops? Is the record.
Was it tallest scoops, ice cream or was cone. It one of those swirly things? God damn it, Greg.
Tallest ice cream cone. Mm. Did it have to be freestanding? Did it have to be freestanding?
I want it to be in metric also, okay?
Freaking A.
Okay, I'll accept. I can do imperial to metric.
73 centimeters. I can't convert that.
Hold on, I can figure it out.
273 centimeters.
How many meters is that?
That's 2 meters.
2.73.
100 centimeters is a meter.
Okay.
So 2.73.
You said 273?
Yeah. So,
yes. Okay, Brandon?
I would say a meter.
The answer is 10 feet or 3.08 meters.
Whoa.
Congratulations,
dude.
Seed.
How?
Closest what? Without going
I
over the price
this,
is right.
I got to see this ice cream cone. What's the guy's name?
It's from this week, so if you go to Guinness World Records on Instagram, you can see it pretty easily. It was big enough that when they made it, they had to helicopter. No, it's like it's a proper cone. It's real tall, like one of the, I don't know, like a traditional looking, like you wrap up
the like
cone.
Like the waffle cones?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is one of those records that seems like, as you're talking, I'm like, this sounds incredible. I have to see that ice cream cone. And then as I go look it up on the actual dang website, the Instagram, it is the most disappointing record in my opinion. Because I was hoping this was going to be like a normal size ice cream cone with just the most ice cream on top of it.
That's
and they
what
were
going
to find a way to just like balance it like a guy with a plate on a stick, like balance it out and like go serve it to the children of wherever they're from. And
that's what I was
from?
Thinking. I just looked at it.
It's just they just made a big ice cream cone and put a buttload of ice cream in it. That's like
their world record is the cone size, not the actual ice cream scoop. Dude, I thought
like,
they were going to like
the world's biggest caterpillar, and it's like the Heimlich dude from A Bug's Life, and he's the animatronic dude at the Disneyland. I don't know, is it Bug's Life Disneyland or is that Ants? No, Bug's Life was the Disney one, right? The Pixar one. Ants was the other one.
Wrong.
You guys know that phenomenon of the movies coming out from the DreamWorks and then the Disneyland, they're both at the same time, and like they're both rat movies. Like that's where you got Ratatouille and Flushed Away at the same time.
How many asteroid movies came out at the same time? And then how many Kidnapping the President movies came out at the same time?
There's only one Core of Earth movie that came out, The Core.
Yeah. And how many of these movies has Greg seen? None of them.
Literally none of them.
But this is what I'm saying. Like, just because you made a big Heimlich at the California Adventure doesn't mean, I don't even know if they have a Bug's Life ride at the California Adventure, doesn't mean he's the biggest caterpillar. I want to see the biggest actual fatty caterpillar, not just some big old ice cream cone that you made unnatural affront to God. I want to see a normal sized ice cream cone with so much ice cream.
Well, you would
cream
just
on
say it differently then. You would just say.
I would say that was the tallest ice cream cone.
No, because most the tallest scoops ice cream cone is the cone itself is the tallest. You'd have to say like highest scoops or something like that. You have to say
that's why I was trying to ask, like, is it scoops or is it like the soft serve or something that they swirl up? No, they just made a giant ass waffle cone that like you can put
like
children inside of and then cover them in ice cream and their brains will freeze.
That's like an alternate Joker.
Yes. I would like to not give credit to these Norwegians who made the world. How tall was it? Were
3 meters.
And they were they from Norway?
Yes.
I think they were Norwegian. I don't want to give credit to these Norwegians. I would like to give credit to the first person who comes up on Google when I search for highest scooped ice cream cone in the world. Which would go to Dimitri Pansiera, who put 125 scoops of ice cream balanced on a single cone.
That's impressive.
So,
that's
shout awesome outs to that dude. And he looks exactly like an ice cream man. Oh my gosh. I got to send you guys a picture of this guy.
Moving on.
I like Brandon's personal record book as a segment.
That's not the one I care about. I'll tell you what I like.
Just dismissing world records.
We definitely, was it on the show that we looked up to see if I could become a world Guinness affiliate?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Yeah, we'd have to move to China because that's the only place they have open.
Oh,
right now.
That's right. I'm in. Okay. The next record that we have today is the most number of splits done in 1 minute. And I'm not talking banana.
Ooh.
I'm talking 42 sets of splits, vagina to the ground contact in 1 minute. Now, I feel like the only one of us that could break this record is Brandon if you put a saucer of milk on the
vagina
ground right in his peen zone. And you could, when I dip, you dip, we dip. You guys ever watch movies? You know when a guy breaks a bottle on someone else's head and it shatters and it's supposed to be whatever, but instead like the person's fine because it's made out of sugar. The bottles are made out of sugar,
the
so candy
that
way
they can glass,
break. And so the most sugar glass bottles broken on a head in 30 seconds. Any guesses?
In how long? 30 seconds?
Yeah, 30 seconds.
Oh, I
60.
60, yeah.
Okay. 96 by Ronald, a.k.a. record-breaking Ron Sarkian. Congratulations. 96. He messed up on two of them, too. So,
dude, we are breaking this record. Because I've had, I don't know how many regular glass bottles broken over my head. I want to do it with candy glass. Let's go.
That would explain why they had to cut your head off and do your whole next or they were playing like whack-a-mole with you and every time it just compressed it a little bit more and more and more until
I'm just like that guy from Operation.
I would like to remove all of the credit that I gave to Dimitri Panasiera earlier.
Yeah, takes you back.
His 125 scoops weren't all vertical. It was like a big
oh come
you know,
on
they were. He's just like a bunch of little like gelato scoops all around in a circle until he got. You know, he's still a pretty significantly like impressive ice cream cone. Don't get me wrong, but
this is amazing. That's
so annoying.
This is frustrating.
Imagine how frustrating it is for Gravy, who just got the group text with no context.
It's what you get for getting drunk with your kids.
What you want is you want the cartoon like the Jetsons or whatever where they get space ice cream and it's like, whoa, because it's like balancing too crazy. Yeah. And it's
I want the IKEA car from that one commercial, but ice cream.
Ooh.
You haven't even seen the commercial, Greg? Come on.
No, Greg doesn't watch TV.
I watched a bunch of commercials on, I watched the final day of Premier League action to see if Arsenal would actually win the thing. And they showed a bunch of commercials and I was like, at one of them. And I was like, oh, look at that. Creative ad agency still exists. I didn't even know. I haven't seen a commercial in forever. This is amazing. So anyway, Fastest time to build the Lego Star Wars 75192 Millennium Falcon, the $800 one that is like the size of your coffee table. Fastest time to build that, 7 hours and 36 minutes and 37 seconds by Ivan Yu of Canada. That seems...
That's the fastest?
That seems not fun.
Yeah.
That seems not particularly fast.
Isn't that like 80,000 pieces or something? Something ridiculous?
It's got to be. Yeah, it's a lot of pieces.
Because I was actually looking at the new Lego set that they had for the SLS Artemis.
Yeah, I want that too.
That thing is like 3,000 something pieces, and that is a monster.
Oops, I looked up the wrong thing. 192. Hold on.
Did he stack all of the Lego pieces on top of each other vertically, or
and balance them out?
Did he assemble them?
He assembled them by the directions.
Okay.
I'm waiting to figure out how you turn that into how many did he eat in order to like
1 minute of Legos.
I'm still trying to figure out how to make it water Gregor's lawn.
Okay. I would like to end on a positive here, and it's still through via Guinness time. All right. It's not because of the record set. The record is fine or whatever, but congratulations for the most dominoes toppled in a cube shape. 27,143 by Stefan D. Burton of the United States of America. I actually don't care about this record at all, but because I was scrolling through all of them watching, at the end, it's him, and you can imagine what he looks like, nerd, and then his family sitting on top of all the dominoes. He's got a hot wife. And I was like, they got two kids? She's still, like, this is, whoa. Like, congrats, she's putting up with Stephen you. Burton. You're over there like, at least Brandon's reading in bed before sleep or whatever. Like, this guy's building freaking domino things and neglecting his family to set world records, and she still seems on board.
Are you coming to bed? No dominoes! It's like downstairs.
She's like, is 27,000 dominoes a lot?
Yeah.
Like, and he's like, imagine eating one domino!
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Alternative charts.
All right, fellas, it's officially Guinness time. Had some help with this one today with my boys. Sat down with me. I was so tired of parenting, and I was like, hey, help me pick out which ones of these to use. And he loves Guinness World Record videos now. Some of them are a little messed up because it's like, guy has the biggest underskin, like subdermal horns inserted. And it's like, well, he doesn't. That's going to be nightmares or whatever. But then I didn't report about that one today. But then there's a guy who set the fastest time to drink 1 liter of lemon juice through a straw. Any guesses?
Oh, 1 liter. How big is a liter? Ooh. How many ounces is a liter?
Oh, that's, yeah.
Let's see. A liter is 33 ounces.
6 seconds.
Through a straw?
Yeah.
What? How big is a straw? Is it a,
I don't remember.
Is it a Burger King straw that they give you for the...
I'm going to say... no, that seems too fast. That's or too slow. 9.3 seconds.
13.64 seconds by David Rush.
You're
right there.
Almost said 13. God.
Almost.
Well, you did it.
I did.
So you're wrong.
Oh.
How about the tallest ever ice cream cone full of ice cream to share for the kids in the town? Had to be. I won't actually say that part.
Wait, was the cone itself tall or was the ice cream
tall? Tallest and ice cream ice cone is the record.
Was it tallest scoops, ice cream or was cone. It one of those swirly things? God damn it, Greg.
Oh, tallest ice cream cone. Mm. Did it have to be freestanding? Did it have to be freestanding?
I want it to be in metric also, okay?
Freaking A.
Okay, I'll accept. I can do imperial to metric.
73 centimeters. I can't
wait, 270. Hold on, I can figure it out.
273 centimeters.
How many meters is that?
That's 2 meters.
2.7.
100 centimeters is a meter.
Okay.
So 2.73.
You said 273?
Yes.
Okay, Brandon?
I would say a meter.
The answer is 10 feet or 3.08 meters.
Whoa.
Congratulations,
dude.
Seat.
How?
Closest without going over the price is right.
I gotta see this ice cream cone. What's the guy's name?
It's from this week, so if you go to Guinness World Records on Instagram, you can see it pretty easily. It was big enough that when they made it, they had to helicopter. No, it's like it's a proper cone. It's real tall, like one of the like a traditional looking you wrap up
like
cone,
the waffle cones.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is one of those records that seems like, as you're talking, I'm like, this sounds incredible. I have to see that ice cream cone. And then as I go look it up on the actual dang website, the Instagram, it is the most disappointing record, in my opinion. Because I was hoping this was going to be like a normal size ice cream cone with just the most ice cream on top of it.
That's
and they
what
were
going
to find a way to just like balance it, like a guy with a plate on a stick, like balance it out and like go serve it to the children of wherever they're from. And
that's what I was thinking. I just looked at it.
It's just, they just made a big ice cream cone and put a buttload of ice cream in it. That's like
their world record is the cone size. Not the actual ice cream scoop. Dude, I thought they were going to
the world's biggest caterpillar, and it's like the Heimlich dude from A Bug's Life, and he's the animatronic dude at the Disneyland. I don't know. Is A Bug's Life Disneyland, or is that Ants? No, Bug's Life was the Disney one, right? The Pixar one. Ants was the other one.
Wrong.
You guys know that phenomenon of the movies coming out from the DreamWorks and then the Disneyland, they're both at the same time, and like they're both rat movies. Like that's where you got Ratatouille and Flushed Away at the same time.
How many Asteroid movies came out at the same time? And then how many Kidnapping the President movies came out at the same time?
There's only one Core of Earth movie that came out, The Core.
Yeah. And how many of these movies has Greg seen? None of them.
Literally none of them.
But this is what I'm saying. Like, just because you made a big Heimlich at the California Adventure doesn't mean, I don't even know if they have a Bug's Life ride at the California Adventure, doesn't mean he's the biggest caterpillar. I want to see the biggest actual fatty caterpillar, not just some big old ice cream cone that you made unnatural affront to God. I want to see a normal sized ice cream cone with so much ice cream.
Well, you would just
on
say it differently then. You would just say.
I would say that was the tallest ice cream cone.
No, because most the tallest scoops ice cream cone is the cone itself is the tallest. You'd have to say like highest scoops or something like that. You have to say.
That's why I was trying to ask, like, is it scoops or is it like the soft serve or something that they swirl up? No, they just made a giant ass waffle cone. That like you can put children inside of, and then cover them in ice cream, and their brains will freeze.
That's like an alternate Joker.
Yes, I would like to not give credit to these Norwegians who made the world. How tall was it?
Three meters.
Were they from Norway?
Yes.
I think they were Norwegian. I don't want to give credit to these Norwegians. I would like to give credit to
Denmark?
the first person who comes up on Google when I search for highest scooped ice cream cone in the world, which would go to Dimitri Pansiera, who put 125 scoops of ice cream balanced on a single cone.
That's impressive. Shout outs to that dude.
And he looks exactly like an ice cream man. Oh my gosh. I got to send you guys a picture of this guy.
Moving on.
I like Brandon's personal record book as a segment.
That's not the one I care about. I'll tell you what I like.
Just dismissing world records.
We definitely... Was it on the show that we looked up to see if I could become a World Guinness affiliate?
Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah, we'd have to move to China because that's the only place they have openings
right now. Oh, that's right. I'm in. Okay. The next record that we have today is the most number of splits done in 1 minute. And I'm not talking banana.
Ooh.
I'm talking 42 sets of splits, vagina to the ground contact in 1 minute. Now, I feel like the only one of us that could break this record is Brandon if you put a saucer of milk on the
vagina?
Ground right in his peen zone. And he can, when I dip, you dip, we dip. You guys ever watch movies? You know when a guy breaks a bottle on someone else's head and it shatters and it's supposed to be whatever, but instead, like, the person's fine because it's made out of sugar. The bottles are made out of sugar.
The candy glass, yeah.
And so the most sugar glass bottles broken on a head in 30 seconds. Any guesses?
In how long? 30 seconds?
Yeah, 30 seconds.
Oh,
60.
Yeah.
Okay, 96 by Ronald, a.k.a. record-breaking Ron Sarkian. Congratulations, 96. He messed up on two of them, too. So,
Dude, we are breaking this record. Because I've had, I don't know how many regular glass bottles broken over my head. I want to do it with candy glass. Let's go.
That would explain why they had to cut your head off and do your whole... next surgery. They were playing like whack-a-mole with you, and every time it just compressed it a little bit more and more and more until
I'm just like that guy from Operation.
I would like to remove all of the credit that I gave to Dimitri Panasiera earlier.
Yeah, takesy backsies.
His 125 scoops weren't all vertical. It was like a big.
Oh, come on.
He's just like a bunch of little like gelato scoops all around in a circle until he got, you know, he's still a pretty significantly like impressive ice cream cone, don't get me wrong, but
this is amazing. Well, that's
so annoying.
This is frustrating.
Imagine how frustrating it is for Gravy, who just got the group text with no context.
It's what you get for getting drunk with your kids.
What you want is you want the cartoon like the Jetsons or whatever where they get space ice cream and it's like, whoa, because it's like balancing too crazy. Yeah. And it's.
I want the IKEA car from that one commercial, but ice cream.
Ooh.
You haven't even seen the commercial, Greg? Come on.
No, Greg doesn't watch TV.
I watched a bunch of commercials on, I watched the final day of Premier League action to see if Arsenal would actually win the thing. And they showed a bunch of commercials and I was like, at one of them, and I was like, oh, look at that. Creative ad agency still exists. I didn't even know. I haven't seen a commercial in forever. This is amazing. So anyway, fastest time to build the Lego Star Wars 75192 Millennium Falcon, the $800 one that is like the size of your coffee table. Fastest time to build that, 7 hours and 36 minutes and 37 seconds by Ivan Yu of Canada. That's
the fastest?
That seems not fun.
Yeah.
That seems not particularly fast.
Isn't that like 80,000 pieces or something? Something ridiculous?
It's got to be. Yeah, it's a lot of pieces.
Because I was actually looking at the new Lego set that they had for the SLS Artemis.
Yeah, and I want that too.
That thing is like 3,000 something pieces, and that is a monster.
Oops, I looked up the wrong thing. 192. Hold on.
Did he stack all of the Lego pieces on top of each other vertically, or
and balance them
did
out?
Did he assemble them?
He assembled them by the directions.
Okay. Okay.
I'm waiting to figure out how you turn that into how many did he eat in order to
like 1 minute of Legos.
I'm still trying to figure out how to make it water Gregor's lawn.
Okay. I would like to end on a positive here, and it's still through via Guinness time. All right. It's not because of the record set. The record is fine or whatever, but congratulations for the most dominoes toppled in a cube shape. 27,143 by Stefan D. Burton of the United States of America. I actually don't care about this record at all, but because I was scrolling through all of them watching, at the end, it's him, and you can imagine what he looks like, nerd, and then his family sitting on top of all the dominoes. He's got a hot wife. And I was like, they got two kids? She's still, like, this is, whoa. Like, congrats, she's putting up with Stephen you? Burton. You're over there like, at least Brandon's reading in bed before sleep or whatever. Like, this guy's building freaking domino things and neglecting his family to set world records, and she still seems on board.
Are you coming to bed? No dominoes! It's like downstairs.
She's like, is 27,000 dominoes a lot?
Yeah.
Like, and he's like, imagine eating one domino.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.